Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for today. Mr. Lank, do you have anything for the good of the order?
Yes, I have a couple of things. And it might take a few minutes, but not too long, hopefully.
Okay.
I'm going to pass down copies of...
What happened on this one?
Passing down copies of the comments that we received from about the LT Associates conditional use 1772 and change zone 1630. Just the information, the commission deferred action requesting, that's a record open for comments up till February 13th on the land, on the traffic impact study.
Okay.
You just get this little council up the record open till the 13th also.
For everything.
They got a little plot. Figure it.
Got a big plot. Okay.
They didn't leave it without it. So what I've done is just providing you that information so that you can consider it. We can put it on the agenda whenever you're telling us.
All right, we'll take a little time to look it over and get back to you on the scheduling.
Okay, another issue. The reason I was late, and I apologize, I was in Mr. Baker's office, county administrator. For just a second, but it was probably...
I think it probably trumps us.
And we were talking with Finley Jones, president of county council, in reference to the scheduling for a public hearing for the landing plan.
Yes.
And it was requested that I schedule it for March 27th. Get that request on time, so I had to advertise other items for the 27th.
Okay.
So I couldn't, because I didn't have time, I didn't have the document, so I can't advertise that document. So David has asked if the commission would consider holding their public hearing on April 3rd.
Day of the week is that?
I think that's still Thursday. That's right. It would be a meeting, it would be the Thursday. I meant, I got Robin's book here.
Yeah, it would, because the 10th is the first.
Yeah, and we meet on a regular basis on the 10th and the 24th.
So we're going to go the 3rd, Thursday night. He wants us to do it on Thursday night.
I think the best, on the landing plan, I think the best would be...
In the evening.
In the evening.
Okay.
And we still have four...
We still have to schedule another meeting, too.
We still have four meetings that month.
But we wouldn't do another meeting for hearings on public.
We wouldn't.
Right. So we're going to meet...
That would end up 5, but we got to...
The 3rd, the 10th, the 16th.
Third, if you agree to doing the public hearing on landing plan.
Yeah.
The 10th would be a regular.
Right.
The 24th would be a regular. And then if you have a special on site plans, I think it's the 16th.
16th is the Wednesday. Let's do that.
That would be a Wednesday.
That would give us our four meetings for...
And we wouldn't have another set of public hearings.
Right.
It would be the landing plan. It would probably have to be held in June. Or Del Tech, whichever works out. We don't know yet.
Okay.
Whichever one we can get.
Which night?
We can put, as many people we put in on LT Associates, we'll need more room for landing plan.
Okay.
If you're all agreeable to the 3rd. Is that, can I, have we got a consensus on that?
I think we're okay.
Is there another date, say closer to the 10th that works than the 3rd?
Well, the difficulty, the 3rd would be the earliest, and we're still trying to get the commission and the council hearing before the 30th of April, because that's our deadline on our extension.
Okay, then. Yeah, you got to do it then.
The 27th, I just couldn't get it advertised.
Right.
So I didn't have the document. I still don't have the document. So this, if I do the 3rd, we have to send the ads off on Wednesday next week. So hopefully I have the document when I get that.
All right. Well,
and that would be, would the preference be 6 like we're doing? That'd be better.
I would think so, yeah. Yeah, the earlier the better.
Okay. And I just have to get the location.
Okay.
That was agreeable with Paul Driscoll with the consulting firm. He was agreeable that date. The council would also like to meet with the commission in a dinner type meeting with Paul to just go over the draft.
Before the 3rd.
Before the 3rd, and that would be a dinner meeting. And the dates that were suggested were the 12th, which is a Wednesday, and March the 17th, which is a Monday, or the 18th, which is a Tuesday. And Paul had probably the only day that he could be here would be the 18th, which is a Tuesday night.
Okay. What's the date, then?
The 18th.
I won't be here.
He couldn't do it the 17th, and the 12th, I think he could, but it would be a real trick pulling it off. So we need him here to go.
So we essentially are going to have five meetings in March.
But one would be a dinner meeting, and then that would be an extra meeting in March. We already got four.
It has to be a public meeting, right?
It would be a dinner meeting. It has to be posted.
Be posted, right.
So no hearings, no action will be taken, no public.
No action. He's just doing a presentation.
But the public can be there?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can watch.
They can listen. They can't.
So it's a real, it's an actual meeting.
They can't eat.
Yeah, they don't get to eat either.
That's right.
So
of course, they let them eat last time, I think, whatever we had left.
Yeah, they did.
So the Tuesday, the 18th,
I can't do that.
If that's acceptable.
Now, Ben says he can't be there.
I'm going to be here, so.
But,
I mean, don't stop it for me, but that's, I won't be here. I'll be out of town.
That's fine. But we just need to know that there's.
I would.
We don't even have to have a quorum. We have to have participation. If we don't have a quorum here, we're really, it's not a waste of time having the commission be there at all.
So this would be a meeting where if we as individual commissioners have concerns about certain areas of the of the plan that we can address.
You could discuss that issue.
Yeah, sure.
Or if there's things that we would like to see included in the plan that are not, we could have that.
I don't know if we'd be able to do that. You can ask questions so we and be prepared for the public hearing input, and then we get public hearing input, then we can make amendments. Mm-hmm. Or recommend amendments, because council will only get final say in it.
But time.
Right.
So if we have concerns or want some changes, how what might be the best way to address that? Should that be in written form before this meeting, or?
No, we don't know what. I got to get the document first.
I think the answer to your question, Mike, is that we're going to review the document on the 18th, and
it's going to go over the document.
Over the document, then if there's something that we don't like, we want to change or whatever, it has to be done before April 3rd. But the guy's going to be there. If we decide we want to change something,
you don't have to change anything. You can just let it stay in draft form until you go to the 3rd, get your public participation. You might want to make some
changes. And then recommend them all at one time.
Hey, do them all at once.
Okay.
The other thing is that the council was going to try to schedule their meeting the following week, and we kind of talked that down because you don't want to look like it's a big rush. So it'll be sometime in April.
A couple of weeks later. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because that's my concern is that, you know, we've had limited input at this point, you know, from the commission, I think, in terms of the land use plan. And at what point is the cutoff for us to make suggestions or changes?
Once the commission has their public hearing, that 45 days still falls.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike, we have up until, until we act on.
Keeping in mind that we've got the extension through April 30th.
Problem is, they want us to do it before April 30th.
Right. The council needs to act before
April 30th. Right. So we need to act.
Or ask for an extension.
Pretty quickly.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whitley, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying what the timeline is. But there's still time to do something. I mean, you can the night of the hearing, you can make a motion with whatever changes you want made, and it gets voted on, and then that goes to county council, and then they do their thing. Now, what they can undo whatever we do. I mean, that's their privilege and prerogative. So, but I think that's the answer to your question. Is up until right up until the public hearing, you can change it.
Two questions, if I can, Mr. Whitley, for Mr. Lank and Mr. Couts, I guess. First one is, do we know when we're going to get the draft that we're going to be talking about on the 18th and the 3rd? Any idea?
I told David I needed it when I advertised.
The morning.
Right, okay.
We had to do the advertisements today.
When you go through the buffet line, you get some
Just gave you a blank the copy of the plan.
Well, because the reason I asked
Save on napkins.
With your mashed potatoes.
Yeah, save on napkins.
There's been revisions that I know of the state. I mean, so it's evolving. It's not like it's just sitting over there.
Exactly.
The other thing was we meet with Livable Delaware
Friday.
29th.
Next Friday. Yeah. My second question is, anybody have any feel for how well received another extension would be from the state if we said that, look, we've had our public hearings, this is pretty extensive, there's been extensive revisions?
Well, I know that Connie and Dave and Finley talked, I believe, and she agreed that they could go ahead and advertise.
Go ahead.
We met, go ahead and advertise the draft so we can get it in the works. We're trying to keep within the timeframe.
Right.
If we have to have a time extension, we'll probably be in violation of the Land Use Planning Act because we won't, they have to meet to give us a time extension.
Yeah, right.
It would be after the 30th because they're going to already meet before that.
Well, the short answer, the only thing I can tell you for certain is Kent County has had, are now in their second extension.
And we're in our first, right?
First.
Okay. Right. I'm just thinking about how this is going to play out.
In theory, it's possible.
I think council wants to get it done, though.
Right.
Yeah, they do. But if I have to, I told Dave, if I'm going to advertise, I need a copy of a document in my hand.
Time-wise.
Because I don't want to advertise it on Wednesday. It goes in all the papers.
And then people come in and want to see it. Yeah.
I could schedule it so that it falls on the same day in all the papers. Some will be Tuesday, some will be the following Wednesday. That following Tuesday or Wednesday,
right.
And that's every newspaper. It doesn't just go in the Journal and the Delaware State News. It goes in all of them right now, the way our process is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be the least earliest would be Monday or Tuesday the week after. So I'd have to next week. That's the latest. But I'm going to have a copy in my hand.
Yeah, understood.
Well, and what you guys need to understand is you'll see copies of it also. And if there are things that you're concerned about, we can start processing them, if you will, for consideration at the public hearing.
Sort of a list of questions.
These are issues and have URDC prepared with some kind of a response. Is it, yeah, we can do it, or no, it's not possible under the law or whatever.
And we go to Livable Delaware the 29th at 2 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
2 or 3 or 1, something like that. In the afternoon. In the afternoon.
1 to 3.
I think it's 3.
1 to 3, yeah.
1 to 3?
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. I couldn't remember what the hour was.
So what's the substance of that meeting as far as where we are now in the process?
We'll back up a little bit. We just met last week.
Right.
Yeah. We met last week with Connie, Bobby Geyer, Kevin Coyle from DNRAC, and people from housing, and our little group from staff, and went over the plan, and actually, I don't know if this is really a score, but Connie said it gave us an A for effort.
The proposed revisions that we talked about were well received by the agencies that were there. And so we're proceeding on the assumptions that they're okay with those changes, and we're incorporating them into the plan. That's one of the things we're going to talk about with Livable Delaware.
Right.
They're going to see the state agency comments. They're going to see our response to the comments. And what we'll hear back from them is they're okay with it or whatever their issues are.
Well, and that was what my question is. If we're under this time frame, is that meeting on the 29th of Livable Delaware going to lead
we hope
to further
to.
Revisions that's going to push back getting a draft?
We hope not. We hope what we've done is prepared.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, if I hadn't advertised it without going to Livable Delaware first, that was my option was to say, let's go to Livable Delaware first,
right.
Get their comments before we advertise. Then we know what they are.
Yeah.
But hopefully they won't have any significant comments.
And then maybe we could actually ask then if we had to. Because of their comments, if we feel we need more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could postpone it.
Depending on their response, that may be what our response is. If they have serious concerns, then we need to have an extension.
And then we need to close, and then we need to counter our schedule. Right.
If they're okay with what we're doing, then we don't need to have it.
Yeah, right. All right. So what, just before we close this discussion, the meetings then, that is April 3rd at 6.
March 18th,
right.
Dinner, and I have to get you the time
because
I don't have that. I just want to make sure I get the date. The April 3rd for the comp plan.
Somewhere.
Tentative, somewhere, either Deltec or CHEER probably. And then a special meeting would be April 16th, and the regular meetings are the 10th and 24th.
And the April 16th one's at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And the time of April 3rd is
That's a special meeting for old business and other business.
Right, and site plans.
The April 3rd meeting would be, you're thinking, 6 p.m.?
Yeah, it should be at 6.
6 p.m.
We went, one year we started at 7:45 and we got done to, I don't know, what time was it?
2 o'clock in the morning, 2:15.
Somewhere in that range.
Yeah, it was.
The council had their public hearing, I think in 02 was, we started at Dell Tech. They told us we had to leave at 11. We left at 11:20. We came back to council chambers. We actually finished, but the council actually went over it that night. At 3-something in the morning, they finished. For the con.
Yeah, there's no overtime.
A little brain dead after that. That's pushing. But that's pushing. That's, you shouldn't have to do that. Mm. You should have the time to be able to really get your thoughts together to really fix the document. So it's right.
Yeah, do you have any recollection of if there was any special procedures that were put in place on the public meetings on the comp plan as far as?
No, it's handled the same way we do public hearings.
Just line them up. Okay.
Step up to the plate and say what you got to say. It's, I don't know that we. I don't really think we asked for fours and against. We could. We just asked for comments.
Comments.
And then it was a mixed bag. It would be nice if you could get it, but somebody's going to say something negative and they're going to say something.
Yeah, and I didn't know if there was a sign-in sheet or time allotments or anything. That's what I was just looking at.
Well, with sign-in sheets, good for us, because we the way that there's so many people have moved into this area. We can't. Shane's over on that end. I'm over on this end. We're trying to figure out what they said their name was, and he comes up with something totally different. So it's really tough if they don't sign in. And it's hard to get them to sign in.
Can as part of our advertisement or notice, can we ask that people prepared to comment on the plan have something in writing and request that they limit their comments to 5 minutes or less?
I don't know that you need to do that as part of the notice.
I'll just
notice.
I'll just do that, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We have the authority under the rules to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do, but we've never done it.
Yeah, right.
But if you're going to anticipate,
people participate.
You're calling the score.
Well, they can participate. They just can't take more than 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
And they can put all the comments they want in writing.
Yeah.
It would be nice if they did. If they've got, but again, they're going to say they didn't have time.
Yeah.
So we're pushing the element ourselves, and you know the public's going to
hold the record. We can hold the record open for 24 hours so they can get their written comments.
Yeah. This was curious.
Well, Mr. Christian Berry last meeting where he did a PowerPoint and didn't give us copies. So
that's right.
He asked for copies and I had them next morning sitting on my desk.
And we left the record open for to receive them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had.
I've started looking. I got a track done from Mason.
A couple of hourglasses have found their way to my desk at one time or another. I think maybe I need to bring one. But the only trouble is, I want the one that's about a 5-minute egg timer. I don't want the hourglass.
That's great.
Anything else for the good of the order?
4 hours.
There being none, we stand adjourned.